There are thousands of financial advisors out there, but the key is picking the right one, right? You want to know somebody has a lot of experience, someone who has navigated their clients through good times and bad. You want an advisor who can look you in the eye, not a salesman, an advisor, somebody who puts your interests first, someone who listens, someone you can trust. Finally, you want an advisor who can pull everything together, like maximizing your retirement income, reducing your fees and expenses, and managing your investment risk. When everything works together, it's a financial game changer. This is Debbie Monterey. I'm at a team here in St. Louis. They are Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler. Together, they have more than 60 years of experience. For a limited time, get a complimentary, customized retirement analysis by calling 314-328-4400. 314-328-4400.
The following program is paid for by Heisey Advisory Group.
First of all, the taxpayers are footing the bills.
With more than 24-hour financial news programming on television, it's easy to suffer from information overload regarding retirement issues.
But the bottom line, what he's saying is speed counts.
But how many of these programs are helping you and your retirement plan as an individual?
These guys are billionaires for a reason. They invest in different ways.
Fortunately, you've arrived at the right place for a second opinion for your nest egg. Welcome to Your Retirement Highway, featuring the president of Heisey Advisory Group, Ken Heisey, and Steve Mahler, financial advisors with over 60 years of combined experience who specialize in retirement planning. Heisey Advisory Group is here to help you create your roadmap to a successful retirement. Now, here's this week's edition of Your Retirement Highway.
Good morning and welcome to Your Retirement Highway, the original retirement planning show right here on KMOX. My name is Ken Heisey, and with me is Steve Mahler. We are financial advisors at Heisey Advisory Group right here in St. Louis. We're here with you each and every week, as we have been for what now? It's been
three and a half years.
Something like that. We just have a blast doing this every week, and we hope you are enjoying the show as well. Our goal every week is to help give you more confidence in your retirement plan. Because you deserve it. You've worked a lifetime. You've been working 20, 30, 40 years to get to this thing called retirement. And it's changed through the years. It's changed dramatically. And paying close attention to it and adapting to what retirement planning is today versus what it was, 20, 30 years ago, it's huge. And so today we're going to talk a little bit about procrastination. We originally were going to do this show a couple of months ago, but we decided that we could always do it later.
I said to you, let's wait and do that another time.
Yeah. In fact, those of you, raise your hand if you're a procrastinator, right? And so some of you did and some of you didn't. And those of you that didn't raise your hand, don't worry, you can do it later, right? So we're going to talk a little bit about that and how it affects retirement planning. If you have any questions, thoughts, concerns, you want to have a conversation with us, reach out, pick up the phone, give us a phone call at 314-328-4400. 314-328-4400. And as always, we're available on the web at yourretirementhighway.com. So procrastination. Let's start with what?
What is Webster's?
Maybe a definition? Yeah. There's several of them, actually. The act of delaying or postponing something.
We've all done it.
And just if we stop right there, this is something that I think affects each and every one of you when you start thinking about your retirement planning. Some of you have very solid, defined plans of when you want to retire. Some of you just kind of are going as you wish, and you really haven't focused on a specific date. So the kind of act of delaying making a decision to retirement could be a form of procrastination, right?
Definitely. I mean, it would almost be synonymous with you've decided you want to take a vacation, but you're really not sure where you want to go, so you've kind of put that off. And then, of course, the actual planning of the vacation would be what I would say would be the equivalent of actually putting a retirement plan in place once you've decided when you want to retire.
And the avoidance of doing a task that needs to be accomplished by a certain deadline. Well, what's the deadline for retirement planning? It's when you retire, right? So when's the best time to put a plan in place for your retirement?
I would think that you would want to do that before you retire.
And unfortunately, we do see a lot of people that go into retirement without a comprehensive retirement plan. And we wonder why the number one fear of retired people is running out of money. To me, it's obvious. Yes, we're living longer. Yes, healthcare is an issue. But I think the number one reason people are concerned about running out of money is they don't have a plan, right? I mean, think about if you're driving down the interstate in your car and you didn't have a roadmap and you didn't have a gas gauge on your car. You had no way of understanding how much fuel you had left in the car. What would be your number one concern as you're driving down the interstate?
Running out of gas, probably.
There you go, yeah. Right? Yeah. But the minute you put a gas gauge on it and you can start to measure and you know how many miles per gallon you can get out of the car, right, you suddenly start to have an idea of when you're going to run out.
And when right? you need to probably stop and fill up the tank.
Right, right. Or unless you're like me and you procrastinate and you're driving down the interstate between St. Louis and Milwaukee. There's the interstate there, I believe it's Interstate 39 in Illinois. And I'm heading back up to Milwaukee, and I'm confident that I've got enough gas to get me to the next gas station.
But oops.
Oops, yeah. Next thing you know, I sputter putt, and I'm pulling off to the side of the road. I ran out of gas.
In the middle of winter, at night.
So kind of the moral to the story there is procrastination usually ends up with an adverse outcome, doesn't
yeah,
it?
In fact, we were talking about this. I think regardless of what it is you are procrastinating about, generally the outcome is unfavorable to you. And that's the whole idea behind planning and being prepared for something, which something you read to me the other day about procrastination is that it's somewhat of a stress reliever. If you procrastinate and don't do things you know you have to do, you sort of feel a little bit good about that because it sort of takes that pressure off you. It relieves
some stress.
Well,
you don't have to make a decision,
yeah, you
right?
don't have to make a decision.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, Ken Heise, Steve Mahler, we're Heise Advisory Group. And if you need to reach us, the number 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400 or on the web at yourretirementhighway.com. So you can also look at procrastination. It might be further stated, say, as a habitual or intentional delay of starting or finishing a task, despite knowing it might have negative consequences. See, you all know that you should have a comprehensive retirement plan. But there's this habitual, maybe intentional delay of doing it because, maybe it feels like it's a lot of work. Maybe you don't know who to do it with. Maybe you think the person that you're working with right now is doing it all.
And maybe I've still got time to get this done. I can get it done.
Yeah. 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 I'm not retiring for another 2 years, right? Why do I need a comprehensive retirement plan today? Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I've got time.
And what happens, what could happen in that time? So you, in the example you just gave, you're going to retire in 2 years. Where are we right now with market highs? Like all-time highs?
Yeah, we've seen some new records, right? And so what does procrastination kind of, how does that fit in with the market high? Is sometimes we think it's just going to keep going up and we don't want to miss that extra up. But if we look back and we think rationally, we've gone from a 6,500 market to a 27,000 market. Does that go on forever? It might go higher.
Sure.
Yeah, I have no idea. It might go higher, but it might also go the other direction. And the real question is, How long do you procrastinate and put off taking some of that off the table?
And especially when you're that close to retirement. So, you know, what impacts you more, missing a little bit more on the upside or writing out another correction right before you're ready to retire and you see a large percentage of your assets disappear that you may not be able to make up once you retire?
See, that starts to get into a form of procrastination that's called decisional procrastinators. Those of you that are unable to make a decision, because not making a decision will absolve you from the responsibility of the outcome, right? And sometimes we have overthinkers that are so busy overthinking everything that they never get anything done, right? They're procrastinating there. So here's the solution. Here's the one takeaway, the one concrete step that I think you can take away from today's show. Anticipate what things are going to look like if you do option A and what it's going to look like if you do option B. So what do I mean by that? Option A is you just stay the course doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
No
plan, no
anything. You just you delay that whole decision-making process because, wow, it's so much easier not to think about this stuff. It's so much easier not to make the decisions.
Stress reliever.
Yeah. But then take a look at option B. How might you feel knowing that you've sat down and you've put together a comprehensive income plan, a comprehensive investment plan, tax plan, healthcare plan, estate plan, that you now have the confidence to enjoy your retirement? So picture, do you stay the course doing what you're doing? Do you take a look at creating a comprehensive retirement plan, right? So now you start to visualize those two things, just like what you said, Steve, about the market, right? So if we're at about 27,000, we can visualize option A. Yeah, maybe it's going to hit 30,000. We can visualize option B. Maybe it's going to pull back to 15,000 or 20,000. We don't know. But which one will change your life more? Right?
And you can evaluate that. I think that's fairly easy to evaluate that if you choose to do nothing and one of those two outcomes were to happen, I think it would be fairly easy to determine how it's going to impact you. And clearly, the closer you get to retirement, losing a large percentage of your assets is going to have a greater impact on you than getting a little bit more on the upside.
So like I said, that number one takeaway that I think will help you the most, anticipate what it will look like with option A and option B. So for those of you that are ready to take a look at option B, to really start to put together a comprehensive plan, now's the time to pick up the phone and give us a call. We can help you with that. The number to call, 314-328-4400. Again, that number, 314-328-4400. We'll walk you through our retirement roadmap review process. Let's get a roadmap for your retirement. Let's give you the confidence that you can retire when you want to, or if you are retired, that you can stay retired. Let's give you the confidence that, God forbid, we do have a significant market downturn, that you're not going to get wiped out. Let's address these things. Let's address tax planning well ahead of required minimum distributions. Again, the number, 314-328-4400. And when we come back after the break, we're going to continue talking about this procrastination and how it affects your retirement.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Muller. Call Heise Advisory Group today at 314-328-4400 to help create your roadmap towards a successful retirement. Or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Now more from Ken and Steve on how to help put your retirement plan into overdrive on KMOX.
And welcome back to Your Retirement Highway. And yes, our goal is to help you build a successful retirement plan. And today we're talking about procrastination. We talked about, we've been doing the show now for 3.5 years. There's probably a lot of you that have been listening for quite some time, but maybe haven't taken the time to pick up the phone and give us a call and come on in and sit down with us. I would highly, highly recommend, encourage you to take the time to do that.
Stop procrastinating.
Yeah. So another one of those is they call it redundant deliberation.
This is my favorite one.
They come up with some pretty crazy terms. It basically says stuck in a perpetual loop of considering all the various options, but with diminishing returns on their cognitive effort. Wow, that's a lot of words. What does that mean?
Yeah, what it means is you just overthink, overanalyze, you can't make a decision, and the further away that you get from that...
Kind of like a deer in the headlights?
Sort of. The further away you get from that point of having to make a decision because you are overanalyzing and incapable of making that decision, the further away from you get from that, the less likelihood that you're actually going to make a decision.
So what's the worst enemy of that? The internet.
Oh, boy.
Right?
Yeah.
You can research days upon months upon years, and you can keep seeking all sorts of different information, but your returns are going to be diminishing because you're going to be paralyzed because you're going to see articles that say this is good, articles that say this is bad, and you're going to get confused, and you're going to really be looking for someone with experience. I mean, that's where we've got it golden, I think. We've got a lot of experience doing this. And this is all we do is retirement planning.
The thing you just mentioned is that what I've heard before, paralysis by analysis.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. Yep.
Paralysis by analysis.
That's for us engineering type people. We like to overanalyze things. I'm a recovering engineer for those of you
slowly,
that don't know.
Slowly recovering. And you know, the funny thing is that as human beings, we are worry warts naturally, and we worry about all these things we can't control. And I think we're talking about procrastination, but it directly relates to things that you can control. Obviously, we talked in the first segment about market highs and markets could go up more, markets could go down. And the reality is we can't control any of that. We can't control what's happening with trade. We can't control the weather, the climate.
But you can control how much you're exposed
to it,
right?
That's the point. That is the point. Yeah. And that's the decision you're being asked to make,
right?
Is what am I willing to do to take control of those things I can control and put a plan in place that is going to reduce or limit or mitigate my exposure to those things that cause me to worry, those things that I can't control.
Well, because unknowingly, the risk in your portfolio has been increasing year by year by year for the last 10 years. Because the more the market continues to grow, the larger your market part of your portfolio becomes. And if you're not actively rebalancing that, the more that part grows, the more risk your portfolio takes. Yeah. And unknowingly, you could have a problem. So I want to kind of bring this back into kind of a concept of healthcare. Right. So if you're going along in life and you're not getting checkups and you suddenly start to feel that something's not right, what do? Do you procrastinate or do you go in and see the doctor? Now, I know a lot of you don't like doctors, so maybe you don't go see them. But if you put it off long enough, there could be a really severe problem. Right.
Sure.
But if you do go to the doctor and the doctor gives you a course of action, do you procrastinate or do you take the course of action? If you found out that you had heart blockage, would you go in and get a bypass or would you just, I'll check it out next year. Maybe next year. I don't have time right now. Maybe in a couple of years I'll consider that, right?
And what we talked about earlier in using the medical issues as a perfect example, if you procrastinate, the outcome is generally not going to be positive for you. And that one really stands out. And I think everybody gets that because I would like to think that everybody's getting their annual physical. I know we sometimes put it off. Are you getting it every year? You get it every 2 years? You know, men over 50, are you getting some of those important checkups that you need to have?
Which one of those is a stress test?
Yes.
Right? So guys, if you're over 50, you're supposed to be getting a stress test periodically, right? And what does a stress test do? What's it the purpose. The purpose is to stress your heart to see how it's going to act in an adverse situation, right? So that you can identify the problem before it happens. And that's what we do. We do stress tests on portfolios to test your portfolio under adverse market conditions so that you can see ahead of time what might happen. Because if you don't like the outcome, you have control to change it. You don't have to let the market control you. Again, I'm Ken. Steve's with me. We are Heise Advisory Group, and you can reach us at 314-328-4400 or on the web at yourretirementhighway.com. So this is Your Retirement Highway, and we are your hosts, as we have been for 3.5 years. And today we're talking about procrastination. We've been putting this subject off way too long. So it's time to dig into it even deeper.
And I've got a great story that I think people can relate to as well. And this impacted me directly, and I was solely to blame. So I have a vehicle that I plan to keep for some time, and my factory warranty was running out. And they sent me something that said I could extend my factory warranty.
And they probably sent it to you several times.
Several times. And in fact, I even went as far as having a phone conversation about it and was all prepared to do it. And, you know, life gets in the way. Things happen. I said, you know what? I'm just going to wait. And I waited so long that it got beyond the time that I can't remember if either it was I got beyond the time that it was affordable or beyond the time that I could even do it.
Right.
And the point of the story is that I didn't do it. And lo and behold, not long after that, I had a fairly major repair that needed to be done that would have been covered under the extended warranty, which I ended up having to pay out of pocket. So it had a very negative implication for
sure.
me, a bad outcome.
And could you have done it right immediately?
Right. I could have.
Picture option A, right? Option A is I'm just going to put it off, and now I don't have a warranty and I have
a major
expense.
Hopefully nothing happens, yeah.
Option B was I simply filled out the paperwork, moved forward, and now I've got my coverage, and I didn't have that, right? So that's why I'm talking to that concrete step to take away today is that evaluation, picturing the option of doing nothing and continuing to procrastinate, vision the other option of having done and made a decision and moved forward and creating a plan. So another area that we see day in and day out, one of the major areas of procrastination are legal documents. We hear it all the time. Well, you know, I know death is going to happen someday, but I don't see that happening for a long time. I've got a lot of time before I need to get my legal documents put together. And how many people die in this country intestate without legal documents? It's a lot.
It is a lot.
Right? Nobody plans to fail.
They fail.
But they fail to plan.
Yep.
Think about that. You don't plan to fail. You fail to plan. And we want to help fix that.
And I think part of the problem with legal documents is everybody, when they hear legal documents, they're thinking they got to do the full blown, they got to have a trust, and they got to go spend $10,000. And that just kind of scares them away. And the reality is if you're getting good advice and you're getting good input from a professional that knows how to give you some guidance, you may not need a trust, but there are some basic things that you need. And we get a lot of people that say, well, you know, I know when I die, my wife is going to get this, or, you know, if my wife dies, I'm going to get her 401k.
Those are called beneficiaries.
Beneficiaries, yep. Sure, and that's all true. But what happens if you don't die, like you always like to say, if you almost die, you become incapacitated and you don't have powers of attorney in place, some very basic things that stop short of a trust, but that are still very important.
So if you're just a general procrastinator, if you're a decisional procrastinator, if you're a redundant deliberation procrastinator. Again, anticipate what things are going to look like if you do A or if you do B. And today, that decision is, do you just go on about your day and not address these issues, or do you pick up the phone give us a call, set up a vision meeting with us, sit down and start to create your personal plan. That number, 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400. Option A, we do nothing. We continue to live with our fears and our cobwebs in the back of our mind. Option B, we proactively start to create a plan for your retirement.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway on KMOX with Ken Heise and Steve Muller of Heise Advisory Group.
All right, we're back, and I've been putting off telling this story the entire show, so I'm going to stop procrastinating.
No more procrastination.
Right, and I'm going to get right into it. The Titanic. Everybody knows the story of the Titanic, right? That ship that left England heading to New York and got, about halfway across the Atlantic Ocean and hit an iceberg and sank. Simple story, right?
And it was supposed to be unsinkable.
Yes. Everybody said it was unsinkable. So now I look at, well, who's to blame for that? Was it the steel workers? Maybe it was the steel manufacturers. Maybe the steel was bad. Was it the marketing company? Because the marketing company, this was the first maiden voyage of an unsinkable ship that was supposed to travel across the Atlantic Ocean, right? And they were really pushing this to get this and have all the publicity. Maybe it was the marketing people. Maybe it was the financial people that, we got to get this ship full and we got to make money and we've got, But who's the one person, the one and only person that was in charge of the ship when that ship sank?
Captain.
The captain. The captain is responsible for that ship. Now, could the captain have seen the iceberg soon enough to alter the course? Could there have been some procrastination of not paying attention to enough of the signs of what was coming? Or could it have been maybe too late where all of a sudden, suddenly you do see the iceberg, but it's too late to alter the course because the ship can't move that quickly? So all in all, what I'm trying to get to is the one person responsible for your retirement plan is you. You need to take charge. You need to stop procrastinating. You need to be proactive and create a plan for your retirement so that it's designed the way you want it to.
You are your captain.
Yeah. And you want to live the retirement of your dreams, not somebody else's, right? This is all about you. So again, the number 314-328-4400. Give us a call. We'll help you along. And if you're not quite ready and you're still going to procrastinate, guess what? We'll be here next week, same time, same station.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM. AEWM and Heise Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. Heise Advisory Group does not provide tax or legal advice. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company. This show may include hypothetical examples which are provided for illustrative purposes only and should not be construed as providing advice. Heise Advisory Group is not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency.
You've been listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Muller. To get more information or to start creating your retirement roadmap or just for a second opinion, call the team at Heise Advisory Group at 314-328-4400 or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Join us next week to continue the journey toward retirement.